fighters today. I'm excited to introduce our guest to you for this short episode of the Contractor Fight Podcast. My buddy John Bryant with Paint Scout is joining us here today, and I'm excited for this one because we're going to talk about sexy painter stuff. And we both come from that world. John still owns a painting company and also runs Paint Scout because he saw a need in the market that we're going to dig into here in a minute. But John, first I want to welcome you, and I also want to thank you for making the choice to be one of our sponsors at the Mile High Profit Summit in Colorado this September. Welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Tom. Thanks for having me on the fight. I'm excited to be a part of the community, man. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. And just selfishly, I geek out on this shit because I was a painting contractor. And yesterday when we were chatting on the phone, and I guess this will be teeing up for what you guys do, I said, it blows my mind how many contractors as a whole, but specifically in this case, painting contractors that go out and bid work and they don't do it properly meaning with expected and proven production rates for their estimating. And tell us about Paint Scout, because you apparently you saw that issue as well and did something about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like a virus in the painting industry, it seems. It's the amount of people who are guessing, feeling uncomfortable with that, like the anxiety that causes them. I experienced that firsthand, going back to when our business first started 15 years ago and trying to figure out how to price things, going to the paint store and, finding the oldest guy in the store and being like, hey man, you got to know something about pricing. And he's like, don't look at me. I don't know anything about pricing. Like, I just lick my finger and, $3,000 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And that's a concerning part of the industry for sure. And I had a conversation pretty recently with a guy who, I asked him about his process, and he said, I go to the house and I talk to the homeowner. I go up to my car, and for about 5-10 minutes, I just have this insane feeling of anxiety because I don't know what to charge. And then I try to think to myself, how much would it cost me to pay a sub to do this work? And then I write that down on paper and I give that to the customer. Like, that's a terrible way to run your business.
Right.
And so, that's not really a business at that point. I think it's hard, right? And that information's hidden a little bit. So, once I learned kind of the way and found production rates and time-based rates and learned how to standardize and systemize, I went looking for software and, what was available in the market just didn't really excite me at the time. And, that was 5 years ago. And now, we get to work with a great community of people who care about this stuff, and that's fun.
Yeah, it was about 20 years ago that I was introduced to the whole production rate thing. I had never even heard the term, because like so many contractors in any industry, but so many painters, and guys, let me say this, if you're not a painter, keep listening about production rates, because this shit's important, right? We'll get into that in a minute. And by the way, I just looked at my screen and my glasses are hanging on my shirt. And I just said to John, shit, I don't have my glasses. But anyway, see.
It's worked out.
I've actually had them in I've had my phone in my hand walking around the house looking for my phone before. Yeah, that's funny. So what do you think keeps guys from creating and implementing the whole production rate thing? What, and I guess before that, before why they don't do it, why is it important? Let's start with that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you know this. I think you've probably hammered this into your community too. It's, you need a way to standardize. You need a way to understand your business, and to counting and measuring is an easy way to standardize. There's obviously some nuances to it, but at the end of the day, you need some metrics. You need a way to judge how you're doing and to reevaluate that job to job to make sure you're making money and running a business that you want to run. And I think, production rates, whether it's painting or, carpentry, home building, all these types of environments can handle this type of standardization. But I think a lot of people, it's hard to get there. It's hard to figure out how to get the time to figure out how much time it takes. And, I always challenge people. It's, you just got to do it. Like, it's hard, but you got to do it, and you're going to benefit tremendously from it.
Yeah, I'm thinking back to the first software we used, or the first time I was introduced. First time I was introduced to production rates, there really weren't any softwares out there that were doing it. And then, or if there were, they just they didn't work on different devices and this and that. And so I was just using spreadsheets. Mm-hmm. And when we first saw the importance of this, and by the way, guys, when we saw the importance of this, our gross profit increased at minimum, I know it was at least 20%, almost overnight. And throughout the course of the next year, put, you know, an additional $100,000 of profit in my pocket. And just by this one thing. So no matter what your trade is, because I know we have a lot of, you know, painters and others on here, whatever your industry is, guys, find that tool. If you're a painter, use Paint Scout, but find the tool that's going to help you be more accurate, because that's how, there's so many reasons here, but you know who's doing a good job, number one, right? Hey, this is our kind of our expectation. It helps you on job costs, and it helps you know which crews or which employees are making you money and so forth. But when we rolled them out, John, we sat down with our crew leaders and we just went, okay, here's a six panel door, you know, under normal conditions, you know, meaning we don't have to do any crazy repairs to that or the drywall or whatever painting, you know, under normal conditions, how long's it? And we had everybody write it down and then we argued about it. It was fun. We had a good time.
Awesome.
And then we took we took a wall in like a 12 by 12 room in our office. And I said, mm-hmm. How long to paint this wall? Meaning you come up to the wall and a little spackle, no big drywall repair or anything like that. And, you know, and again, we had all these crazy times, and long story short, we got to the point where the expectation in our company doing hundreds and hundreds of jobs a year was in a normal like 12 by 12 room, which is roughly 384 square feet of wall space. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we didn't deduct for openings and all that shit because you got to cut around them. Right. So to walk into the room, move shit to the center of the room, tarp out the room, mask the baseboard, do a little spackle, some shit, cut, roll, pull tape, put the switch plates back, this and that, start to finish was 3.84 hours, which we rounded up to 4 hours to do that room, just the walls.
Yeah.
And then we would add, then we did the same for, all right, this 12 foot piece of baseboard to paint. How long does that take? And then we entered these things in our bidding sheets at the time. It wasn't a software. And then when the job is done, we would go, okay, how long did it take? How did we do? And then we made adjustments as time go by. And what I was taught, maybe you've heard this phrase before, that estimating is part art and part science. And the science is the predictability, right? It's the, hey, we're painting this 100 square feet of drywall or this whatever, and this is what it takes. And then the art is you're adding an hour or two or whatever it is for that wall or that room to fix shit that's abnormal. Yeah. And you just put that as a separate thing in that room. But that base price of the room was bid the same every single time. What are your thoughts on some of that stuff, man? How are you seeing people roll this out?
Oh, that's exactly it. Yeah. I mean, take away the variability at the start, and then add that little bit of art at the end, right? Like mm-hmm. you can have prep work no matter what you do, no matter what industry you're in, no matter, you know, there's nuances to everything you do. So the sales team or whoever's doing the sale has to be able to identify that stuff mm-hmm. and, you know, add for it. But if you can get your baseline times in there, you know, that's going to save mm-hmm. you a lot of risk at the end of the day. We're talking about adding an hour onto a 4 hour job. I mean, that's 25% difference. If you don't have that standard down, you're all over the place. And so, you know, we find that companies that implement this structure, they benefit from being able to bring salespeople on, being able to bring to grow their team, you know, because you can transfer that knowledge too, right? So it's not just about getting the one job right. Now you can standardize that and move it to multiple jobs because you've the science down and you can train people a bit on the art. So it's fun.
Yeah. And this, you brought up salespeople and stuff. A lot of guys are like, how do I get all the knowledge in my head out? This is how you do it. You put in all the time in, mm-hmm. In up front like this, and it continues to pay you forever.
Fighters, I want to invite you to go to milehighprofitsummit.com and check out the lineup we have for you at Mile High Profit Summit this year in Denver, Colorado. I'm super excited because not only are we bringing you the theme of Sell Unafraid, we're also unlocking breakout sessions for the first time. We're going to dig into the numbers. We're going to dig into attracting higher quality leads. We're going to dig in how to sell using simple tools that are out there for you so that you can walk home with higher profits and a better quality of life. Go to milehighprofitsummit.com and come join us and hang out. And let's get real this year and change your life, change your business. I'm out.
A couple more questions for you. I'll ask you here in a second. Maybe just share some of the features and stuff of Paint Scout, how it's different and this and that.
Yeah.
But before that, I want to share, I would also use it when I had those customers that would go, can you do any better on the price? Okay. Mm. In that 4 hours that we gave, just for reference, and dude, this was such a science. We had this down to a science. We knew that half of the time, two of those hours was not painting.
Right.
Okay. It was moving shit, right? It was taking down window treatments if we needed to, and this and that, like it was just this whole thing. So if somebody said, hey, can you do better on the price? I would literally go, hey, how opposed are you to moving everything out of the room and giving us a blank canvas? And if they were like, yeah, right. Then I would basically just take an hour off of each room and yep. I would actually make more gross profit on the job because all we had to do is come in and dust off the base, mask it up and we're off to the races and we were quick and it was amazing. And we didn't have to move shit back. And that was all on the homeowner for those that didn't mind. And a lot of people were like, oh man, that's awesome. I don't mind. I have three teenage kids. They can move shit, you know, put them to work.
Perfect.
So,
yeah.
So, talk to us about, you know, what it looks like and some of the features of it.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, so, you know, having been a painting contractor, and knowing production rates, the system also handles square footage pricing and other ways of doing it too, but I really feel like the gold standard is production rates. And so we designed that program to be mobile friendly, really works well on iPads, so you can do that on the field. You build your estimate pretty quickly, that's the idea. So you get all the bulk of the information in there, use your art at the end so you can tweak a little bit if you need to. And then the one thing that we believe from the start is that a lot of times contractors think about themselves first, but we got to think about the customer as well. And so we developed a proposal system out of there. So it's a website essentially that delivers you your brand story and a little bit about you to differentiate yourself, raise your value to the customer. And so it's that package of quick estimating, quick and accurate estimating paired with a really nice customer facing marketing material.
That's cool.
And between those two things, you know, when we introduced the proposal package, so that website, that increased win rates. Your production rate estimating is going to increase your margins, your predictability, just your trust in your system. And so, that's what Paint Scout does is trying to elevate that experience for people that are both a painting contractor and someone who's a customer of a painting company. So, between those two things, I think, we're always working to improve. We don't do everything and nor do we want to. We just want to be that, specialty knife in your toolkit that it wins the job more often. So that's what
I think there's two huge other things here. Just I'll speak to as a former painting contractor is when I started using a tool like this, which wasn't like this, I want to be clear, because it was primitive at the time. This is early 2000s. I found I could go into a 4,000 or 5,000 square foot home and I could have that whole proposal estimate, scope of work, everything done in like 20 minutes. Like it was bam, it was finished. So the time you save is crazy. You're not at home like pecking into your computer late at night anymore. But the other thing I wanted to point out here that on your website, paintscout.com, talks about work orders, and a lot of times I know contractors struggle with, communicating what needs to happen on the job. So basically you're plugging stuff in and there's a version that goes to the customer. And then there's a version, does that have like the man hours on it and stuff like that for each room or whatever you have so that your foreman knows, okay, there's 6 hours for this, and so forth.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's developing kind of three documents at the same time. One is your estimate. The other one is that proposal, which is kind of, you've built that in the back end. So it's standardized, but the work order is being built at the same time. So it breaks down each room into your prep hours, your production hours, the amount of materials you're going to be using, what materials that is. It also, one thing Paint Scout does is it breaks not only the estimate, but also the work order into a surface view. And so you can see how much paint you need for the wall in total for that whole substrate or that surface you're working on, which is really helpful for ordering. You can see the amount of time needed for that so the guys can plan, your team can plan appropriately. And not only that, like in addition to the work order, which is so valuable, I mean, that's really your roadmap to success for your team. Mm-hmm. We allow for on the estimate to break down your estimate based on surfaces for the customer. So if you're entering, you know, a bunch of rooms, and the customer says to you, you know, hey, Tom, I really just wanted, the price is a little bit higher than I want. What if we took off the ceilings? You know I wanted the walls, baseboards, and ceilings. The program lets you break your proposal down into walls, baseboards, ceilings,
and you can show them the price individually. You just made me all tingly inside because nothing else that I ever used in the past, it's been a long time, but nothing I ever used in the past did that. And I would have to go room to room and uncheck boxes and to figure out the new price and all that other shit, you know? So it was
exactly
that's game changer there. Like, you know, hey, how much to add the trim? You know, you're like, hey, it's a $25,000 interior repaint for the walls and the ceilings. And if you add the trim, it's $32,000, you know? And they're like, holy shit, forget that, let's do it. Or let's only do the trim in these areas or whatever. So dude, I love that, man. That's so good.
Well, you can just start to tailor it, which is the really nice thing for customers. And it doesn't take you that long. Like you said, I mean, that was a huge pain we experienced. I've experienced that. You know, you want to make this easy and conversational for customers. So, I love it.
Well, dude, I'm excited to, like I said, have you part of Mile High this year. It's a great community, great group of people. What I love about the event, I think you'll see every one of our sponsors will tell you this, that keep coming back, is there's just a good spirit in the event. There's none of those chest beaters that you get at some of those events where everyone's trying to go, hey, look how cool I am. And, you know, it's a real genuine group of people that are highly engaged, and I'm excited for you to be a part of it. Dude, do you have any opt-ins or offers or anything for our listeners?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if you mention the Contractor Fight, when you do a demo with us, cause you'll have to do a demo, just what we want to do with you guys and show you what's going on. Mention the Contractor Fight, you'll get 50% off your first 3 months with us. And, you know, we'd be excited to have you on board with Paint Scout. And we're excited to be a part of this community too. I mentioned you, Tom.
Yeah. Like,
we get invites from lots of different communities to be a part of it. And, you know, not every community is the same. So the fight is awesome. I've been a viewer for a long, long time, and I'm excited to finally take part and, you know, dip the toes in and see what everyone's all about. So thank you.
That's awesome, man. Thank you. So somebody just goes to paintscout.com or hit the link in the description, and they book a demo and then go, oh, by the way, you know, I heard you through the Contractor Fight, they get 50% off their first 3 months when they sign.
That's right. Yeah.
Dude, that's sweet.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
to me, simple. And that's a nice percentage in the sense that, you know, there's a lot of companies that do like percentages off, and the percentage off that you're, you know, offering here says to me, you're super confident in the product once they start using it, right? Like it's going to be a benefit to their life, their business, their accuracy. They're going to be making more money. They're going to know what to fix. Quick story on that. Like I had our crew leaders come to us one time. One of my crew leaders, his name was Jose. We were in our crew leader meeting. He says, hey, I've been noticing a pattern on the last several jobs. And I said, what's that? And he said, now guys, check this out. Your guys never come to you and tell you you give them too many hours. Do your guys ever do that? Right? Like you do, you run a multi-million-dollar painting company. Right. And it's like, they never come. Well, Jose came and he just said, hey, I want to bring something up. He said, I noticed that you guys are giving us too much time to paint doors on the work order. But we're not getting enough time on the baseboards. And so we just took some of the time from the doors, moved it to the base, problem solved. Right. And it was very collaborative because we had incentives for our crew leaders and stuff to bring jobs in on time. And so the more you have something like this in place, you guys, the more your guys in the field, they want to be right too. Like I think a lot of times people don't think this, but when you have winners working for you, winners want to find ways to keep winning. They want to do a good job. The people that work for you right now, I guarantee 99% of them, there's always a shithead in the group, right? You know, maybe not. You have some shitheads on your company, you guys, but for the most part, from the apprentice to the crew leader, everybody shows up wanting to do a good job, right? And this, a tool like this makes it easier. That this is just my own personal experience, which I'm really talking on this because I lived this. And this is what I saw is like, when we really started taking this seriously, because I don't want to give times to my guys that are unrealistic, right? And, you know, I want everybody to win. I want them to look forward to coming to work. And let's just also say it this way, and we'll wrap up with this. Guys, if you're not bidding with production rates, like John's talking about here. What you're doing, I did this, by the way. So nothing that comes out of my mouth in this show isn't like experience, all right? I found that the longer I was out of the field, the faster of a painter I used to be. You know, like, so I'd go in a house and go, ah, this would take me a day if I did it by myself. So, you know, it's a big house or whatever, right? It'd take me 3 days, you know, and I'm living in la la land because there was no way I would have done it by myself in 3 days, you know, but I just find the longer somebody's out of the field working off the tools, the more of a production hero they were. And then they bid that way and it's not accurate. So anyway. So guys,
that's an awesome story. So true. So true.
Cause I said that to our crew one time. I'm like, I put a picture up. We had to bid this project. I'm like, yeah, that's only what, like 9 hours, 8-9 hours to do that. And all my crew leaders looked at me like, are you on crack? You know, we got to do this and there's this, and there's this. I'm like, all right, fair enough. You know? So, well, dude, I appreciate you hanging with us here today and can't wait to see you in Denver in a little less than 2 months. And guys, go to PaintScout.com, book a demo, mention the Contractor Fight. If you're not yet signed up for Mile High Profit Summit, go to MileHighProfitSummit.com and come meet John. You could probably even do a demo there.
Maybe,
my guess.
Maybe. We'll see.
Maybe. If you're maybe.
Lucky.
Yeah.
If you're
yeah.
lucky. Yeah.
All right. John, appreciate you, man. You got it. You guys rock.
Appreciate you too.
I got to roll. I'm out.